Before we deal with the markets, the big news is the new Budweiser logo. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 21st day of January, and coming to you once again from Kansas City, Missouri. Think football, kids. In the business news, the retail stress hits a Dollar Tree in Michigan. Netflix numbers disappoint. We've got some more union news out today. Rising tensions in the airline industry dealing with China. Price gouging and COVID test kits made the news. Even in light of COVID, industry folks in movie theaters say people are starting to come back. What industries are people quitting the most? We have the top five. We've got the Wall Street Report and that $9 burrito. We'll talk about it. And because it is Friday, Jeff Pitts from City View is in with stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are coming along for the ride once again today. And, yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, you know, there are important things, and then there are important things. Well, this one is a change of a logo, but not just any logo. We're talking about the Budweiser logo. Anheuser-Busch is giving its logo a more premium look, they say. The beer company's new design features its famous eagle now facing to the right rather than to the left. Why? That's to represent looking forward to the future. Now, gone is the red, replaced with a gold color scheme that's supposed to represent shades of beer and barley. Branding experts give the effort mixed reviews, telling Adweek that the Lux script might be too fussy in a digital age that tends toward simpler logos. So, hey, there's that to think about. Yeah, getting workers to work or even finding people is tough, especially in the world of retail. Newsweek is reporting that a Dollar Tree store in Ann Arbor, Michigan closed on Thursday after its manager announced on a door sign that he had quit his job. The store manager hung a sign on the door of the North Maple Road location that read, quote, "Store closed until further notice. I quit. I'm sorry," end quote. Another sign let customers know that the store's hours of operation are constantly changing because of reasons such as truck day and being short-staffed. Another Dollar Tree store closed last month in St. Francis, Wisconsin. The store manager put up a sign that read, quote, "This Dollar Tree will be closed until further notice. All the workers quit, and we must restaff," end quote. Wall Street suffered another down day today as we watched all three major indexes fall yet again. Netflix stock also trended lower, even though the company beat earnings estimates. But investors soured as the streaming giant reported fewer new subscribers with just 8.2 million in the fourth quarter. That was down from 8.5 million last year. Those Wall Street numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. You know, all across the nation, we've been watching an increase in union activity. And this story is yet another example. CNN is reporting that workers at an Activision Blizzard-owned game studio announced plans to form what would be the first union at the troubled gaming company. A group of quality assurance workers at Raven Software, who largely work on the wildly popular Call of Duty series, said that they have garnered enough support to form a union called the Game Workers Alliance after weeks of tensions with Activision Blizzard over recent layoffs. The organizers are working with the Communication Workers of America on their effort. Last month, dozens of software workers at Raven virtually walked out of work after Activision Blizzard laid off 12 quality assurance testers from the unit. Since then, some of the workers have continued to strike, calling for the terminated workers to be reinstated, as well as for the company to hire long-term contractors as full-time employees. The workers say a union will help them ensure fair working conditions, wages, benefits, and transparency. Airlines between the U.S. and China are taking a hit. The Associated Press is reporting that the United States has moved to block 44 flights to the U.S. by Chinese airlines in retaliation for China forcing the cancellation of flights by U.S. airlines. China previously barred some inbound flights by Delta, United, and American after passengers on earlier flights tested positive for the virus. The U.S. maintains that China's actions violated a treaty over access to each country by the other country's airlines. The Transportation Department order affecting four Japanese airlines is the latest development in a long-running dispute over COVID-19 restrictions. The department said that China's regulations are unfair because passengers who test negative for the virus before their flight but positive up to 7 days later can result in future flights being canceled. The U.S. order limits flights between January 30th and March 29th by Air China, China Eastern Airlines, China Southern Airlines, and Xiamen Airlines. You know, where there is demand, and sometimes outsized demand, price gouging can happen. Patch, out of New Jersey, is reporting that due to the Omicron surge, many New Jersey residents are opting for home test kits, but the prices are skyrocketing for some of the cheapest and popular home kits. Acting Attorney General Andrew Bruck said the Division of Consumer Affairs have sent more than 50 warning letters to businesses that have increased prices on the testing kits. The warning letters were sent to pharmacies, supermarkets, and convenience stores across the state. It warns retailers that New Jersey's Consumer Fraud Act protects consumers from gross and unreasonable inflation of prices of any product sought or to protect them from a public health crisis like, yes, the COVID-19 pandemic. The letters are based on complaints from consumers and are not a conclusion that any retailer has violated the law. Consumers elsewhere are encouraged to watch for rising prices or get free at-home test kits from the federal government. And you can do that by going to covidtests.com. You know, even with Omicron surging across the U.S., theaters are saying consumers are coming back. Mookie Grindler, the Cineworld CEO, says people are coming back to see flicks. And how do we know that? Well, get this. Spider-Man No Way Home earned more than $1 billion in international box office sales so far. That is a big clue. You know, we've reported many times on the Great Resignation and what that means for business. Now, Wall Street 24/7 is reporting that a record 4.5 million workers quit their jobs in November. The industry people are quitting the fastest is in accommodation and food services. But hold on. We've got a list of the top five industry folks are quitting the most. So they're just leaving these industries en masse. And here are the top five. People in the business services sector are quitting at a rapid rate. In November, over 798,000 people quit. And as of now, there are 1.8 million job openings in the business service sector. Arts entertainment has lost 82,000 people in just 1 month and has 172,000 job openings. Number three is retail workers. That sector lost 686,000 people in November and currently has 1 million job openings. Leisure and hospitality has lost 1 million workers in 1 month. And there's currently 1.5 million job openings. Topping the list of quits is food service. In November, the sector lost 920,000 workers, and today there are 1.3 million job openings. There you have it, the top five sectors where people are quitting the most. Well, it was another shocking decline today on Wall Street. The Dow tanked today by 450 points to settle at 34,265, while the NASDAQ lost 385 points to close at 13,768. And the S&P 500 lost 84 points to finish the day and the week at 43.97. And finally, there is this. If you've recently noticed your favorite burrito costs more, you're not alone. Thank you very much, inflation. The nation's most popular food chains, from Chipotle to Shake Shack, have bumped up prices at a record pace. The price of various items on those two menus rose a whopping 8%, or the most in over two decades. One industry analyst said that restaurants went from going up by a low single digit each year to now being aggressive by pushing through prices sometimes approaching double digits. And that is why your burrito now costs $9. All right, hang on there with us, because we've got stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro with Jeff Pitts. He has a hyper-local Friday report as we continue the business news headlines from the great city of Kansas City, Missouri.